Could I have the second Chelik Mishneh Brura? Chelik Beis. So the past few weeks we've been discussing some very fundamental concepts in Torah Shebal Peh, and I think this week I'm going to be giving you a break. We're going to have somewhat of a easier, calmer shiur. We're not going to be taking care of many sugyas, and we're not going to go through half of Shas, but a very specific halacha, which is part of our routine, b'bot ha'knesiyos, b'bot ha'midrashos, and also important. The details are important, and the menhogim are important. So there is a pasuk which seems to be a generality in this week's parsha, in the parsha of the Teichocha. Oror asher lo yokim es divrei ha-toiru ha-zois la-zeis oisam v'yomer kaluam amen. What does asher lo yokim mean? Rashi writes, kan kolal es kol ha-toiru kulo. It is in this pasuk that Klal Yisrael once again took upon itself the entirety of Torah v'mitzvah. So this is one of the most important kabbalas, and kiblu aleihem ba'olav v'bishavuah. In Minchas Asher, this week's parsha, there's a fascinating discussion, a fascinating siman about rotzoin ha-Torah. And I explain that besides the Tariag mitzvahs, Tariag mitzvahs is quite a burden. In the beginning of Mishneh Torah, Rashi brings that Klal Yisrael said, "Mi yochal lamoid be'ele." You know, before Matan Torah, they had seven mitzvahs. And what the seven mitzvahs, Sheva mitzvahs b'neinoich, boils down to is essentially, be a mensch. Be a mensch, that's what the Sheva mitzvahs b'neinoich are. So when Moshe exposed them to Tariag mitzvahs that dictate every facet of a Jew's life, you know, machshove, dibur, maisa, they said, Miyochal Lamid B'Kolela. And I am happy to just inform you that we have far more than Tariag Mitzvahs. It's not only the Tariag. We have far more than Tariag Mitzvahs. Ki Chayev Odom Lasis Ritzoin Oviv Shuv Shemayim. And there are very many fundamental halachas in Shas, which are not part of the Tariag. Just recently I discussed this concept. I do not recall whether that was here or elsewhere. At this stage of my life, I give so many shurim, I can never remember what I say, where, and when. But I've lately been discussing this. Some of the most yesodistic and fundamental mitzvahs are not part of the Tariag. Everybody wonders, why doesn't the Rambam count Yishuv Eretz Yisrael and Tariag mitzvahs Shebetoyre? It does not appear in Minyan HaMitzvahs and the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam. Some argue that the Rambam maintains Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is not a mitzvah ledoiras. It was only the greatest generation. Yehoshua ben Nun and his generation, Kibush Eretz Yisrael, they had the command, they had the mitzvah of Yerushim Soz V'Yishavtem Bo, but it's not a mitzvah ledoiras. Many argue that's a shittas Rambam. And this is so unreasonable. So why did Chazal say, Oso Letzeis Mi'etz Yisrael L'chutz L'oretz? And why did Chazal permit writing a shtar, a midrash nochri shvis, and Gittin Dav Zayin, we learn that Chazal weren't lenient in any other mitzvah in a midrash nochri by a malocha diuraisa, only buying, purchasing a house in Eretz Yisrael, redeeming a building, a house in Eretz Yisrael from Nachrim. It is totally unreasonable to say, according to the Rambam, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is not a mitzvah ledoiras. So to me, the answer is a very, very simple one. Some of the greatest mitzvahs are not counted in Tariag. Tariag is tzivuyim mifuroshim. It is only a mitzvah mifureshes. But a Kodesh Baruch Hu reveals his will and his wish in many ways in Toras Moshe and Toras Hashem. It is not only directly commands. And of the greatest revelation to our Oves, Briz Bein HaBesorim, HaKodesh Baruch Hu promises Avraham Avinu, this is the promised land, this is the holy land. This is Eretz Zoves Cholav Edvash. Eretz Asher Avoneo Ba'azulu Mahareo Tachsav Nechoshes. This is the blessed land. This is the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu promise Avraham Avinu this land? Why? For the Palestinians to dwell in it? It goes without saying. That's Rotzon Hashem. It's not in the Taryag because it's not a mitzvah mefureshes. But it is something incumbent upon us because didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us this land? And didn't he promise to Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov that this is our land? So the Rambam maintains it's not part of the Taryag, but that doesn't mean it's not important. Some of the most fundamental and important mitzvahs are not part of the Taryag. The Rambam feels, the Rambam does bring in mitzvahs to say, hey, the mitzvah of tefillah. Because the Gemara says in Mesechet Tanis, the Bezo Medalef, Le'ovde b'cholav afram, Ezohi avoyde shobrev zu tefillah. So the Rambam brings mitzvah tefillah as one of the Taryag, mitzvahs to say, hey, the Ramban says no. Tefillah is not a mitzvah diuraisa, it's not in the Taryag. And the Rambam's interpretation of the Pusik Le'ovde b'cholav afram is all the Taryag mitzvahs one should perform b'shleimus hakavona, with pure intentions, l'shem shumayim. So according to the Ramban, Le'ovde b'cholav afram doesn't refer to one specific mitzvah. And the Ramban maintains, when the Gemara says, Ezo avoyde shubalev zu tefillah, that's an asmachta. But pashtei dikro is le'ovde b'cholav afram shleimus hu avoyde. Whatever you do, whatever mitzvah you perform, it should be shleimus hamaisa, shleimus hakavona. So I ask, does that mean that according to the Ramban, a person could be a good Jew without ever davening? Is that reasonable? Is that possible? Could you try to imagine a Jew that never davens? And could he be the perfect Jew? I think it's insane, goes without saying. How could one be a perfect Jew without davening? Is that possible? Could you imagine? Is that reasonable? So in my opinion, it's the same. Of course, a tefillah is one of the most fundamentals of Avodah Sukkel. But according to the Ramban, it's not in the Taryag because we don't have an explicit command in the Torah to daven. So how do we know it's important? Ve'yetze Yitzchak lasuach besoda. Ve'yokum Avrom. Avrom tikkun shachris. Yitzchak tikkun mincha. Yaakov tikkun arvus. They all davened. Aren't we supposed to emulate the Avos? Aren't we supposed to learn from them how a person serves a Kodesh Baruch Hu? So, the way I understand that Rambam regarding Yeshiva Etz Yisrael is the same the way I understand that Ramban regarding Mitzvah Tefillah. Some of the most important and fundamental mitzvahs are not part of the Taryag necessarily. And therefore, I say there are many more mitzvahs than Taryag. Chinuch Habonim. Many have this terrible mistake of thinking Chinuch is a Derabonon. Does that mean Min HaTorah? You just bring children to the world like the deers and the eagles and the lions and all the other creatures. You bring children to the world and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't expect you to teach them to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to serve a Kodesh Baruch, was that reasonable that a person doesn't have a Chiyav Min HaTorah to look after his children? Of course he does. No, V'limadet HaMoyis V'nechem is Talmud Torah. But in my opinion, the source of Mitzvah Chinuch is in Parshas V'yero. A Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Ki Yudativ. And Rashi explains, Yudativ is a lotion of Kirva. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I love Avraham. And why does a Kodesh Baruch Hu love Avraham? Is it because Kiyam Avraham Avinu Kol HaTorah Kulat Shaloini? No, no. Ki Yudativ Lamana Sheyetzav Esbona VeBeisa Yachlov V'Shamru Derech Hashem La'Asos Tzedakah VeMishpat. So if a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I love Avraham because he teaches his children the love and the fear of God. So that is the source of Mitzvah Chinuch. When Chazal say Mitzvah Chinuch is the Rabbanon, Chazal say the specifics. A kotel mit rabbonon is exactly the same as a godel min haTorah. He has to daven three times a day. Yodei lo nanea, ovav koine lo ilulav. Yodei lo shmor gufnoki, maniach tefillin. That's midrabbanan. Men haTorah, every father and every mother, every parent has to do to the best of his personal understanding and judgment to instill in the hearts of his children the love and the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't have to necessarily put on tefillin to your child. You don't have to buy him a lulav. But you need to try to the best of your understanding and ability to instill in his heart the Ahavas Hashem v'Yerosai and Dikdika Mitzvahs. That definitely is Mana Torah. It's not in the Taryag, no, because it's not a Tzivui Mefurash. But if a Kodesh Boko says, Ki Yodatev L'mana Sheyitzav Ez Mono Beis V'Achrev, then that's Mana Torah. So I think this posik, Orur Asher Yok, Lo Yokum Ez Divra Torah Zayis, Baruch Asher Yokum, that is a general mitzvah, do Ritzayin Hashem. Tzarich lakim v'rakeyem et mitzvah Torah. For instance, person didn't build a sukkah. He didn't buy a lulav. Kamz yamtev, he has no sukkah to sit in. He has no lulav. He has no matzah. Is he defined as a mevatel mitzvah to say, when the zman of the mitzvah comes, he's an oynes. I don't have any matzah. I'm alone in town. I have no Jewish neighbors. I don't have a sukkah. So maybe he can be defined as a mevatel mitzvah to say, because when this man mitzvah comes, he's an oynes. Oynes echmona patrei. But he was over an oror ashala yokim es divro atoiro azois. You need to make the effort, and hachocha meinav beroishoi. You are supposed to build a sukkah before sukkahs, because otherwise, how will you perform this mitzvah? So the chiyav haklali, before the time of the mitzvah arrives, to see to it that one should be able to be mekayim his mitzvahs, that is the generality, the general mitzvah of borach asher yokim es divrei Torah v'zeis, or asher lo yokim es divrei Torah v'zeis. So this is a general overview of the different interpretations that we find in this mitzvah. It's not one of the Taryag. It's part of the Techocha. It's part of the Boruchs and the Arurs. But that is not the topic of today's Shiur. The Ramban brings a Yerushalmi, fascinating Yerushalmi. It definitely isn't a Mina Torah. It's an Asmachta, but it's interesting. Ubi Yerushalmi b'Mesechet Tzoyta Perek Zayin Ruisi. Asher lo yokim, v'chi yesh toira noifeles, v'yesh toira komo, Reb Shimon ben Yokim oimer, ze hachazon, Reb Shimon ben Chalafto oimer, ze beizdin, and the Yerushalmi says, what does the chazon mean that after Kriyas HaTorah, we lift the Torah, Zachazen, She'enoi makim sifrei Torah lahamidon kitekonon shelo yiplu, velinere, alachazen she'enoi makim sefer Torah ala tzibur laharois pnei ksivosoi lekoil, kemoishe mefurish b'mesechet soifrim. After Kriyas HaTorah, magbien oisoi umare pnei ksivosoi la'am ha'oimdim liyaminoi velesmoinoi umachziroi lefono velachroiv shemitzve lakol hu anoshim vahanoshim lirois hakosuv velechroa velomar vezois HaTorah ashe sam Moshe lefnei bnei Yisrael v'chein nohagin. So, yeah, interesting comment. So, Masechet Safram says that the minig is after Kriyas HaTorah, the chazan magbias a sefer Torah umare pnei ksivosoi la'am hu oimdim liyaminoi velesmoiloi umachziroi lefono veliachrov shemitzve lakol anoshim anoshim lirois hakosev velechroa velomar zois HaTorah. And the Yerushalmi, according to the interpretation of the Ramban, the Kavonos Yerushalmi is on this posuk, Orur Asher Lo Yokim Es Divrei HaTorah V'Zois, that the Kavon is Sefer Torah. But it is a wonder. I mean, this is a minig, beautiful minig. It's brought in Masechet Safrim, but Arur? Arur is a curse. This must be something very important and something very fundamental. It must be an important message that we convey, that the Yerushalmi says, it's not a drosha gemura, but the Yerushalmi says that is Arur asher lo yokim es divra teiru azayis. So we find this minhag in Masechet Safrim. Masechet Safrim is Svarim Chitzonim. It's a very important and early source. But the Masechet Safrim doesn't base it on the Pasuk in this week's Parsha. That is the Ramban's interpretation of the Yerushalmi. And that is a halacha that we find in Shulchan Aruch. Simen Kufla Medalat Siv Beis. Mare Pnei Ksiva Sefer Torah La'am Ha'oimdim Li'aminoi V'lesmoiloi U'machziro Lefona V'lachlov Shemitzvah Al Kol Ha'anoshim V'ha'anoshim Leroy Saksav Lachloy V'lomar V'zois Ha'Torah. So what is the origin of this minig? Masechet Sofrim, and according to the Ramban, it is also the Yerushalmi. But what is the time, the understanding, and the reasoning of this minig? I think there are two different ways to explain. What is the rationale, and what is the message that we convey? One could say it's just an expression, a manifestation of Kvod Torah. Lifting the Torah, turning it to all sides, everybody tries to come closer and look into the Sefer Torah. It is a symbolic expression of Kavod HaTorah. And that obviously is the understanding of the Levush. Simen Kuf Mem Zayin Sif Aleph, not in Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, where the Mechaber brings this halacha, but rather in Kuf Mem Zayin. The Levush writes that we lift the Sefer Torah and turn it from side to side, and everybody looks at the Sefer Torah. Lahagdiloi ulechabevoi. So this is an expression of Kvod HaTorah, of Chavivus HaTorah. But I think another understanding and interpretation of this minig would be, maybe that is the culmination of Kriyas HaTorah. So there are Shiva Kriyim, in the middle of the week we have Sholosh Kruim, but besides the one that reads the Parsha in Torah, then we lift the Torah and everybody looks at the Kriya, at this Kriya, and of all the other congregants didn't read in the Torah, at least they see the Parsha that was read right now, and that is as if part of Kriyas HaTorah. It is part of the ceremony, it is part of the tekes, it is part of the Kriya, and before the Glila, those that didn't read the Torah, they merely hear it from others, but we want to see the parasha that we just heard, and that is as if the culmination and the siyum of Kriyas HaTorah. And I think that there are various different halachos which are shoni b'machlokes, different opinions. And I think the way to understand the various opinions might be dependent on these two basic approaches. What is the origin and what is the rationale of the mitzvah of shiyu hakel royin esaksav? Is that as if still part of Kriyas HaTorah? We read, we heard, and we wish to see, you know, to involve all three senses, the basic senses. So the Baal Torah reads, the person that's Oyle LaTorah reads, all the others hear, but we also want to see, and that is as if the Shleimus of the Mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, or is it merely a symbolic gesture and expression of Kvod HaTorah? So, there seems to be a machloikus between Gedol Achroinim. Betanis Sibu, we can't give an aliyah to a person that isn't fasting. Could he have hagba? Could we give hagba that a person that is Einoi Bechlal Hamis'anim? Mate Ephraim, Sementov Reish Bei Siv Tezvov writes, yes, why not? He can't be Oyle LaTorah, but he could still do hagba. And the Yochel Shulchan says, and he's Mechadish Medata Danafshei, he says, just like a person that isn't fasting can't have an aliyah, he also can do Hagba. So my feeling would be, if it is merely an expression of Kvod HaTorah, why not? Why not? But if it is part of Kriyas HaTorah, we read, we heard, and we also have to see, and everybody sees the parsha that we just heard, then we can understand, we could appreciate the opinion of the Orcha Shulchan that is Mechadish Medata Danafshei, that we should not give Hagbah to a person that isn't fasting, just like we don't give an aliyah to a person that isn't fasting. Another interesting question is this. The Mat Ephraim is the Beis Ephraim. He was one of the great halachic giants 200 years ago. He was a personal friend of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the Chasam Sofer, and it's an interesting biography. The Mat Ephraim was not a Rav. He was actually a banker. And he was very wealthy and affluent, and he had a private bank, which he owned. And he was one of the greatest Torah authorities in his generation. And Aruch HaLamaisa, his tshuvas are very widely renowned, tshuvas Beis Ephraim. And he has a Sefer Rosh Ephraim, Aruch HaLamaisa in Yoredeya. And one of his magnificent svarim is the Mat Ephraim, very well known. And the Mat Ephraim is the Luchas of Roshoni, Yom Kippur Sukkos, the Yermam Toivim of Chodesh Tishrei. And he also has a Sefer Sha'arei Ephraim and Kriyas HaTorah. So the matter, the Sha'arei Ephraim, Perek Yud in Sif Yud Daled writes, if a person does Hagba, and it's the beginning of the Torah, Chumash Bereishis or Chumash Devorim, and one of the two is far heavier than the other side, and he has to do Hagba, and, well, if he's a lefty, then he would have a problem in Parshas Bereishis. If he's a righty, if he's a lefty, he would have a problem in Dvorim, Bereishis. If he's a righty, he'll have a problem in Dvorim. So the Mat Ephraim writes, there's no problem of being Goyel, just, well, he can't be Goyel to Chumash Shomoysa V'Yikro. That would be Terched Etzabira. But if he wants to, you know, go a little forward or backward to make it a bit easier for him, the Sha'arei Ephraim says that's not a problem. That's not a problem. However, the Shulchan HaTorah was the Kamar Rebbe 200 years ago, and he writes, no, the Kpeida is that the congregants should see the Parsha that was just read, so he can't be Goyel elsewhere, forward or backward. So you need a guy that's strong enough to lift the Sefer Torah as is. So this is a very interesting machlokes. Is there a kpeida that they should see dafka, the parsha that we just read? Or no, they just have to see Oisius, Ksiva. It doesn't have to be this parsha. It makes no difference which parsha it is. So once again, I think the Beis Ephraim goes l'shitosoi. Because I just quoted it 2 minutes ago that the Mat Ephraim says there is no kpeida betanis tzibur that the magbia should be one of those that fast. So my interpretation of the Beis Ephraim is it is merely an expression of kvod ha-Torah. It has nothing to do with kriyas ha-Torah. Kriyas ha-Torah is over after the third kaida, the gimel kruim. Kriyas ha-Torah is over. Hagbe is just Kvoida Torah, so why would it make a difference whether he is Misana or not? So the Mat Ephraim, in his other Sefer, the Sha'arei Ephraim, writes, doesn't have to be the same Parsha. If it'll make it easier for him, then he could be Goyel, you know, somewhat towards the middle. But the Shulchan HaTorah says, no, the Kpeida is the congregants, the Tzibur, have to see the Parshas that we just read. So the Shulchan HaTorah's understanding is this is as if still a part of Kriyas HaTorah. Those that didn't read, they should see the Parsha and at least try to read some of it. So people push to get closer and they should see Lirois Esaksav. So according to the Shulchan Torah, Lirois Esakosuv, they should see the Parsha that we just read because that is still as if part of Kriyas HaTorah. However, the Sha'arei Ephraim is the Mat Ephraim, and his opinion is, no, it's merely a manifestation of Kavod HaTorah. It's a gesture, a symbolic gesture of Kavod HaTorah, and therefore makes no difference whether you see this Parsha or another Parsha. And he goes, L'shitosai, even if you're not fasting, you could still do Hagbe. So, the Chidah wrote many Svarim, maybe more Svarim than any other of the Achrayim. He wrote many Svarim. And the Chidah was a phenomenon in Halacha, Drush, Agoda, Kabbalah. He was a Ish Shkoilis. One of his form is Kisei Rachamim on Sefer Chassid. And a Perek Yudalad, Alocha Yudalad in Sefer Chassidim, that is where this Alocha first appears, that the mitzvah is like Bia Sefer Torah, V'liyaminoi, V'lesmoiroi, that Anoshim V'noshim all should see the Ksav. The Chidur writes that this halacha seems to prove that Noshim are chayev in Kriyas HaTorah. However, the Chidur writes that in Birkei Yosef, I proved that Noshim have no chayev in Kriyas HaTorah. Even though Noshim are chayev b'tefillah, but they are exempt from Kriyas HaTorah. So, the Chidur himself writes, L'cha'ore, this Sefer Chassidim proves that Noshim are chayev in Kriyas HaTorah. However, in my opinion, in Birkei Yosef, and in Birkei Yosef he quotes the Me'iri, and the Me'iri explicitly says that Noshim are exempt, they're not chayev in Kriyas HaTorah. Why would this Masechet Sofrim prove that Noshim are chayev in Kriyas HaTorah? So if we say that this minig, everybody should see the parasha, has to do with Kriyas HaTorah. It is as if Siyum HaKriya, the culmination of Kriyas HaTorah, then that would prove that Noshim are chayev in Kriyas HaTorah. Because this is as if still part of Kriyas HaTorah. But if it is merely an expression of Kavod HaTorah, then one would argue, everybody that's in shul should stand up and see and look at the Sefer Torah, and that is Tnu Kavod LaTorah. Noshim are part of Kavod HaTorah, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they are chayev in Kriyas HaTorah. So these two different passages of the Chidur would also be dependent on the two different interpretations and two different ways to understand this minig of lifting the Sefer and having everyone reading and seeing the ksav of the parsha. So, but I must say that lefi pshutom shel devorim, maybe the kavona of the kisei rachamim of the Chidur is merely the Sefer Chassidim proves that the women are present by Kriyas HaTorah. You know, if they're not chayav in Kriyas HaTorah, why would they be in shul b'shas Kriyas HaTorah? So the mere fact that the Sefer Chassidim says that hu anoshim v'hanoshim need to see the ksav, so maybe it proves Noshim are chayav in Kriyas HaTorah in the most simple way, in the most fundamental way. If they're not chayav in Kriyas HaTorah, why would they be in shul b'shas Kriyas HaTorah? But as we find an expression of Chazal, kiven dasin alahochi, but I try to explain various different shaitis that we have in this minig. Person that does hagbe, does he have to be bachlal ha-mesanim? Is there a peda to see dafka the parasha that we just read, or does it make a difference which parasha we see? So I would have the inclination to say that when the Chidur says that the Sefer Chassidim seems to prove that Noshim are chayav in Kriyas HaTorah, it is based on the understanding that this minig is as if part of Kriyas HaTorah. So everybody remembers Mama Chazal, HaGoyle Noitel Schar Keneged Kulam, that the one that does Galile Noitel Schar Keneged Kulam. And the Gemara says, doesn't mean Noitel Schar Kulam, but Noitel Schar Keneged Kulam. And that means that's the Choshev's the Kibbet of them all, and he receives Schar Keneged Kulam. And there are different Perushim, different interpretations. What do Chazal mean when they say the Goylel is Noitel Schar Kulam? I don't like to be Matriach our Choshev friends in Gabon, but could I have a Rambam Ahavo, Hilchis Tfilo? Because there is some discussion about the Rambam's understanding of a Goylel Noitel Schar Kenegad Kulam. Rambam Ahavo. So in Perek Yud Beis, Halocha Yud Ches, interesting. Somebody always hides the only volume that I'm looking for. I see eight volumes of Rambam there, and Sefer Ahava is missing. How do people know in advance which Rambam I will ask to see? So on Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Ches, so we do have Sefer Ahava. Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Ches and Hilchos Tefillah. And because Kriyas HaTorah is part of Seder HaTefillah, the halachas of Kriya are found in Hilchos Tefillah and the Rambam, and in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Ches, we find this halacha. B'kol Kriya Me'elu, Kohen Kohen Rishon, V'achrov Levi, V'achrov Yisrael, V'minak Poshet Hayom, שאפילו כהן המורץ קודם לקרויס לפני חוכם גודל מישראל, וכל מי שגודל מחברה בחוכמה קודם לקרויס. Seder HaKriyas, first Kohen, then Levi. And even though the Gemara says Talmud Chochem comes before Kohen, that is not our meaning. And our meaning is, a Kohen, a simpleton, comes before the Yisrael, he might be a sage and a Godel B'Torah. But after Kohen and Levi, kol ha-godel mechaveroi, koidem likrois, vehu achroin, shegoyel sefer Torah, noitel schar kenegod ha-kol, lefichoch oile mashlim, afilu, godel shebetzeber. Kol ha-godel mechaveroi, koidem likrois. So you would expect the one that is the last, he should be the simpleton, the person that is not as choshev as all his predecessors. But the Rambam says no, because Chazal say, "V'huachron shegoyel sefer Torah noitel schar kenegod kilo lefichoch oile mashlim afilu godel shebetzibur." So the Rabbeinu Menoyach says that the formulation of this Rambam proves that the last person to be oile, he is the goylel. And when Chazal say a goylel noitel schar keneged kilom, that is the last person that had an aliyah. He is what Chazal call the goylel. And we could very well understand, according to this interpretation, why he is the most important. Because we find in many different areas, Eina mitzvah nekreis elu al shem ha-goymra. The clincher, that is the most important of all the others. We find Teufel B'Shabbos, Shtei Tfiris, Koise B'Shabbos, Shtei Oisius. But the one that is Mashlim, the Sefer Torah, is Chayiv even Bo'asachas. And the one that's Mashlim, the Beged, is Chayiv Afilu B'Tfirachas. So the one that's Mashlim, the Kriya, he has the most important kibud of them all. So the Rambam says, even though kol ha-godel mechaveroi koidem es chaveroi, but the greatest of them all could be left to be the last. So Rabbeinu Menoyach says, the interpretation of the Rambam is, ha-godel noitel schar keneged kilom means the last person to be yoyla. I want to add on to Rabbeinu Menoyach. It is obvious to me that the minig bizmaneim was that between one of the Shiva Kruim and the other, they weren't goyel the Sefer Torah. They leave the Sefer Torah open and they covered it, Mishim Kavoid Sefer Torah, because it was somewhat of a Terche de Tzibura to be goyel and open again. And therefore, the last person to be oyla, he is the one to be goyel, because between one Kri and the other, they weren't goyel the Sefer Torah. It was left open. So the last one to have the kibu, to have the kriya, to have the aliyah l'Torah, he was the goyel. So according to the Rambam, has nothing to do with Hagba or with Galila. It is merely the last one to have the aliyah. And the importance, the reason he is more important than all the others is because that's the Gemara kriya. Eina mitzvah nekreis elu al shem ha-gomra. And therefore that is his chashivas. But that is unique. Most of other Rishonim don't have this understanding, this interpretation. And according to the other Rishonim, the Goylel is not Oyla. He didn't have an Aliyah. All he has is Galila. Or according to most Rishonim, Hagba. The Magbia, he is called the Goylel. So according to the understanding I developed in today's Shiur, that the Tafkid of the Magbia, and he turns around in all directions, everybody should see the Kriya. And that in itself is the Siyam of Kriyas HaTorah. So even if we don't go so far as the Rambam's understanding that the Goyel actually had an Aliyah, and he was Koyra B'Toyra. Even if we accept the interpretation of other Rishonim, the Goyel is only the Goyel, but still, his Tafkid is Siyam Akriya. It is not only an expression of Kvod HaTorah, it is as if the culmination and the Makkah B'Patash, that is Gemara Kriya. When all the congregants look at the parasha which they just heard, so even according to the other Rishonim, we still could appreciate and understand why the Goyel has such a chosh of a kibud and why the Magbiah is so central and so fundamental, because that is considered as if Gemar HaKriya, in my understanding. Shilta Geboirim has an interesting interpretation of the Goyel, and Shilta Geboirim says, according to his understanding, yes, between one Aliyah and the other, they were Goyel of the Sefer Torah, and there was one individual, and his job was to point out to every Bal Koyra where he has to read, and he is the one that is Noitel Schar Keneged Kolom. So according to the Shilta Geboirim in Megillah Daf Lamed Beis, the importance of the Goyel is because he is as if the Misayaya. He helps all the Balakoyras. He shows them from where to where they have to read, and he enhances the Kriya. He is as if the master of ceremonies, and he shows everyone where his Aliyah is and what he has to read, and therefore Chazal said that the Goyel is Noitel Schar Keneged Kolom. So we have different interpretations of the Gemara in Megillat Aflamet Beis. Goyel, Noitel Schar, Keneged Kolom. So according to the Rambam, the Goyel actually is the last one to have the Aliyah, and he is the one that finishes off the parsha, and that is why he is so central and more important and more choshev than all the others. According to the Shilta Geboirim, he is the one that is Mamtzi as a Kriya, and he shows each of those that have the Aliyah where they have to read in the Sefer Torah. Rabbeinu Menoyach says, because all the others merely read, he is the one that is Goyel. And I think the understanding of Rabbeinu Menoyach is, in different areas in Torah, in mitzvahs and in averes, zele umeze osu olakim, we see that engaging in a mitzvah b'maise is even more central and important than engaging in a mitzvah only b'fe. I think just a week ago, we spoke about mitzvah bo yoitze mebishluchay. You know, you could be yoitze by others, but if you engage in a mitzvah b'maisa, that has more importance and more significance. Lav sheyesh b'maisa loiken olav, lav she'ein b'maisa ein loiken olav. And there's a machlokes of Yoichem v'shlokes in Sanhedrin of Samach Hei, whether akim is supposed of havi maisa or no. One of those transgressions, one of those avedas which a person is over b'fiv, would that be considered a lav sheyesh b'maisa, lav she'ein b'maisa? So we see that a maisa, begufay, has more significance and importance than machshava or dibur. So Rabbeinu Menoyach says the goylo, he does a maisa. All the others either heard or read, but he does the maisa, and therefore noitel schar keneged kolom. So once again, I stress, according to my understanding, Rav Rishonim say the Goyel is the Magbia. So why is he so important? Because that is the Gemar HaKriya. And when all the members of the Shul look at the Kriya, look at the Sefer Torah, that is considered as if the Gemar of Kriya Satoira, and therefore he is Noitel Schar Keneged Kolom. It's very interesting. There's a very common minig when the Magbiah the Sefer Torah, people point their little finger and they as if kiss the Sefer Torah. That has no really significant sources. Not in the Rishonim, not in the Besosef. There are some Sifra Achronim, Beikah Sifra Sgulas, that bring the minig. I think the Kaf HaChaim brings him, but not very early sources. And on the other hand, there is a Lochem Mefureshes in Shulchan Aruch, which most people aren't aware of, and very few people of the community actually perform, actually do. Well, in my shul, people heard this from me many times, so maybe it's the only shul in Yerushalayim which people really are makbid to do this, but in Simen Kuf Lamed Daled that I quoted before, in Siv Beis, the Loshon of the Shulchan Aruch is, and this is actually the Loshon of Sefer Chassidim, Mara Pnei Ksivas Sefer Torah La'am Hu Oimdem Le'aminoi Ve'lesmoiloi Omar Zira Lefona Ve'le'achrov She'mitzvah Al Kolo Anoshim Ve'anoshim Leroy Saksav Ve'lechroa. Kriya means you have to bow down when you see the Sefer Torah by Agba. And most people don't do this, and that is the Shulchan Aruch. And that is in Sefer Hasidim, and Sefer Hasidim is the basic source of this minig. So when you see, you have to bow down and korea bifnei Sefer Torah. So maybe, Liyashev, why many people don't do this? One of the great svarim of the Mahari al-Ghazi. Mahari al-Ghazi lived 250 years ago. He was the father of the great Maharit al-Ghazi. Maharit al-Ghazi is Rabbeinu Yom Tov al-Ghazi, and the Maharit al-Ghazi is Rabbeinu Yaakov Yisrael al-Ghazi. It was a dynasty of Gedoyli Yisrael, and one of the svarim of Maharit al-Ghazi is about Dinei Sefer Torah. He has a sefer named Emes Liyankov, and he brings a big controversy and argumentation whether it is Bechlal Mutar Lechroya Bifnei Sefer Torah. And he brings up the Shilta Geboidim. Shilta Geboidim was a Ben Doide of the Shulchan Aruch. Many people think that Shilta Geboidim was a Rishon because he got the best seat available. You know, in the Rif, we have Rashi and the Ran and Shilta Geboidim right there on the side. We don't expect an Achron to get that seat. You know, all the others there are Rishonim. But the Shilta Geboidim was not one of the Rishonim. He quotes most of the Riyaz, and the Riyaz was a Rishon. But the Shilta Geboidim in itself was 400 years ago, so more than 400 years ago, Ben Doire of the Beis Yosef. And the Shilta Geboidim argued, this is a prohibition. How could you bow to a Sefer Torah? It's somewhat similar to Avodah Zorah. You know, a Sefer Torah is only a Sefer Torah. It has a Gewaldige Kiddusha, but you don't bow only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, he rejects the meaning of Kriya Bifnei Sefer Torah. But Maharit al-Ghazi brings that one of the other sages of that same generation, Maharit Kash, who is Maharit Castro, he totally rejects the Shilta Geboidim, and he says anybody that's mefakbek in this minig is over of Kidvar Hashem Bozo. And this is a minig vasikin, and this is the Masechet Sofrim. Masechet Sofrim goes all the way back to Yemei Chazal, and he supports this minig. And Maharit al-Ghazi himself writes in Brich Shemei, and that is a chapter of the Zohar that we all say by Hatzua Sefer Torah, and there is a passage in the Zohar de Sagidne Kame Umekame Diekar or Reise Bekolidimin. The Sagidne is to bow. So in the Zohar, and this is what we say by Hatzua Sefer Torah, the Sagidne Kame Umekame Diekar or Reise Bekol Idan Veidan. So this Zohar seems to prove that there's no problem bowing down to a Sefer Torah. But why? Why isn't the Shilta Geboidim right? I think this has to do with the Sugya Mefereshes in Shas in Adorim Daf Yudalad. So in Adorim Daf Yudalad Umid Beis, we find a Sugya when a person is Noidor B'Sefer Torah. And the Ran and all the other Rishonim on the spot explain that many times Chazal means Shavua and they use the Loshon Nedor. And the sugya is nishba b'sefer Torah. Is that defined as nishba b'shem Hashem or not? And the Gemara differentiates between sefer Torah de machse a'ara and sefer Torah shu machzig b'yado. And there are different pirushim there. Bebira sugya, nidorim daf yudar adamit beis. But I think the Rambam and the Ravid and Hilchas nidorim seem to maintain. The question is, when a person is nishba b'sefer Torah, is he nishba b'sefer as a heftze, or he is nishba b'shem Hashem And the Sefer Torah is representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. So I think in the same way, if we say HaNishba B'Sefer Torah is defined and considered as HaNishba B'Shem Shomayim, in the same way we would say that HaKoreya L'Sefer Torah is symbolic. He is not Koreya to the scroll. He is Koreya L'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Sefer Torah is Devar Hashem. That is all we have. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Einoi Guf, V'lo Yasiguhu Masiga Haguf. I always say in my shul that in Simchas Torah, when we dance with the Sefer Torah, we're dancing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the only way you could dance with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is dancing with the Sefer Torah. Because the Sefer Torah is representative of everything we love about the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And it's all in there. That is the Torah, and the Torah Shebal Peh, which is derived from Torah Shebal Klal. So if a Nishba B'Torah is actually considered and defined as a Nishba B'Shem Hashem, a Korea L'Sefer Torah is, as the Zohar says, D'Sagid Ne'Kamei U'Mekamei D'Yekar O'Raisa. That is one. Those are two sides of the same coin. And therefore, that is the Minig, and that is the Shulchan Aruch, and that is the Masechet Sofrim. That B'Sha'as Hagba, one should be Korea L'Sefer Torah, and Minig Yisrael Torah, not as the argument of the Shilta Geboirim, that it is a Minig Garua, but rather as all the others say, and as is very clear in Masechet Sofrim, that that is the meaning and that is the halacha. By Hagba, one should be Korea. And therefore, that is what I do, and that is what I, you know, many people hear from me. And that is the minag, as clarified in the Shulchan Aruch. So today we dealt with a specific halacha, a very limited halacha, and we suggested two different understandings and interpretations in this halacha. And we dealt with some of the details in this halacha, and all is based on the posuk, the Ramban's perish, quoting the Yerushalmi on the posuk in this week's parasha, Orer Asher Lo Yokem Es Devar Torah Ozeis. So, towards the end of this shiur, I think we could somewhat understand the importance of this minig and why we say Orer Asher Lo Yokem. Either this minig is a manifestation and an expression of Chibas HaTorah and of Kavod HaTorah. And that's why we bow down to the Sefer Torah. And that is bowing down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is the importance and significance of this minig. Or either if we say that is actually the Siyum of Kriyas HaTorah, Ben kach u ben kach, obviously, according to the Yerushalmi, this is an extremely important minig. If Chazal hismichu minag zeh on the pasuk orur asher lo yokim es divrei haTorah was ice. And the beginning of this year, we also suggested some other pirushim following Rashi, when Rashi says that the kavona is on the entirety of Torah and Kabbalas ol malchus shamayim. So once again, it's Chodesh Elul. And I think 2 weeks ago, I tried to explain the remez, Ani ledoidi vedoidi li. But that is not the only remez for Chodesh Elul. There are many others. Every day, Chodesh Elul and Tishrei, Minig Ashkenaz, to say a perek in Tehillim twice a day. So the Ashkenazim, the Daven Nusach Svard, say it Shachris and Mincha. The real Ashkenazim say Shachris and Arvis, but we say twice a day, L'dovet Hashem Oyre V'yishi. What does this posek have to do with Chodesh Elul? I think it has everything to do with Chodesh Elul. Chazal say, Oyri B'Rosh Hashanah V'B'yishi B'Yom HaKippurim. At the beginning of the chapter, at the beginning of the Perek, we say, which brings us back to last week's parsha of Kiseitzel HaMalchom HaNevecho. But maybe it is towards the end of the parsha, Lulei Hemanti Lirois B'Tuv Hashem B'Yeretz Chaim. Lulei is Oisius Elul, and that is the Bal HaTurim in Parshas Netzavim. Oid Kosav Bal HaTurim, V'mal Hashem Elokecho Eis Levavcho V'Eis Levav Zarecho Eis Levavcho V'Eis Levav is Elul. What do all these Ramazim convey? Rachmona Libe Boye. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants our hearts and our emotions and our feelings and our love. That is what Elul is all about. Umal Hashem Elokecho Es Levavcho Ve'es Levav Zerecho. B'tochen and Veikes, Lulei Amanti, Lirus B'tuv Hashem B'Yeretz Chaim. So in this Perek in Tehillim, L'Dovid Hashem Moiri V'Yishi, Dovid HaMelech says, Achas Shualti Me'yes Hashem Oysa Avakesh. Achas shualti in the past, oisa avakesh in the future. And my feeling is, this is so striking and so unbelievable, because as a person grows older, each stage of our life, we have different dreams, different aspirations, different hopes. A little kid, you know, the greatest thing he could think of is an ice cream cone, candy. Grows a little older, bicycle. And if a Kodesh Baruch Hu is chonen das, he goes to yeshiva, and then he starts dreaming about being the God Lador. At some stage in your life, it dawns upon you that you're probably not going to be the God Lador, and you become content in being somewhat of a Talmud Chochem. Some people, when they're young, they dream about being billionaires, and somewhere down the road, it'll dawn upon you that probably you're not going to be a billionaire, but you still hope to be comfortable, and at some stage, all you hope is to get up in the morning and nothing hurts. Somebody once said, if you're over 60, you get up in the morning, nothing hurts, you're probably dead. So at some stage in your life, you're happy that you feel well, more or less. You know, you could go to shul in the morning 3 times a day, and people's dreams change as they move forward in life, and especially if you have a tumultuous life with drastic changes. David HaMelech had tremendous ups and downs. He was a simple shepherd. Umemichlois Atzoin, he became king of Israel. So, what does a shepherd dream about? To find a stream out there on the fields and maybe some shade to sit under a tree and look at his flock? King, different aspirations, different dreams, different plans. David HaMelech says, no. Achas shu'alti me'eis Hashem, oisa avakesh. All the rest means nothing to me. I was a shepherd, and now I'm the greatest of kings. But my only yearning and aspiration and dreams has been in the past and will be in the future. Just kirvas Elokim. Bani kervas Elokim litoy. Vachas shualti miyes Hashem. Oysa avakesh. Shifti beveis Hashem. Kol yamei chayai. Lachas ois benoam Hashem. Ulevake b'yicholi. That is all David HaMelech wants, wishes for himself. Shifti beveis Hashem. Kol yamei chayai. Ulevake b'yicholi. Etoyshev is not a mevaker. You know, when you live somewhere, it's not as if you're coming to visit. So we live in the greatest city in the world. And this city is always full of tourists. And usually they see far more than we live here. There is so much about Yerushalayim that I've never seen. You know, because you're busy with your day-to-day routine. You're busy with learning. You're busy with teaching. And you see these people coming from far away with big eyes, and they're so excited about what they see, because that is the nature of a tourist, of a visitor. So David the Melech says, my dream is shifti beveis Hashem kol yemei chayai. Lachzois bonorech Hashem benoyem Hashem ulevaker beicholai. In this week's parsha, biyoyim hazen heyesu la'am l'Hashem elokecho. Which day is the pasuk referring to? Rashi says, every day. Every day. We learn Torah. Same sugyas, same shiurim. It's never the same. Every time you see more beauty and more depth and more understanding, and you're more gratified than you ever were before. That is Rashi's interpretation of Hayoyim hazeh, every day. So David HaMelech says, Shifti beveis Hashem, kol yemei chayai, and every day, each and every day, I should feel ulevaker beicholai. Last week I had a very special day, and in one morning, I was magaya two gedim last week, and that is one of the most moving experiences I ever had. Baruch Hashem, my life is full of excitement and experiences. Every sugi I learn is a new experience. Sugis that I learned 100 times. But Chazal say, Ein adoy mishoyim piko, mei apom nishoyim meko, mei aviyachot. So some shiurim are always new. Some, I've said many times, but every time I go over it, it's new. But bringing ger into tachas kanfei shechina is a very special experience. And every time I have this experience, I recall what the great Pesetzner Rebbe writes. Pesetzner Rebbe was a gewaldig tzaddik. He was killed by the Nazis, Hashem Yinkom Domo. He was very young and he was a great leader. And what is uncommon in the world of Rebbes and Hasidim and Haredim in general, very few Gedolim wrote personal diaries. But the Pesetzner Rebbe did. And there are some very personal and intimate thoughts that he wrote. Beinoi ubein HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And one passage moved me to tears when I first read it. And I feel like breaking down every time I relate it to others. So the Pesetzner Rebbe writes, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I feel I would like to do something for you. I want to give you. What could I offer? Learning. For many years I've been learning. Davening. I've always tried to do my best in davening in Kavonas Atfila. I would like to be Megayer, he writes. But what could I do? I was born a Jew. And it's almost as if he's complaining that he was born a Jew, because I would so much like to be Megayer. That is an act that will fulfill his yearning to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to come lachsois tachas kanfei hashchina. So he is almost as if complaining that he was born a Jew, and I cannot do this conversion. And when I read that from the Pesetzner Rebbe, I thought to myself, and who says that a Jew can be Megayer? Maybe we could. Maybe we should. So what is the essence of Geiris? You know, Geiris is Mila Tvila. We can't do Mila. Well, our fathers did it for us many years ago. Ben Shmoines Yomim. Tvila, okay. You know, Chassidim are Toivel every day. Some are Toivel Erev Shabbos. Everybody does Tvila Erev Yom Kippur, but... How about Kabbalah Soil Mitzvahs? How about Kabbalah Soil Mitzvahs? When a ger comes, the Dayan asks him, do you take upon yourself the entire package? Because the Gemara says in Pchodes Daf Lamed, Gersha Buddha's Gaya, כל התורה כולה חוץ מדבר אחד אין מקבל מעשי. So I tell a story. Let me tell you in advance. It didn't really happen, but let's just try to imagine it happening. So a ger stands before the dayonim and the av beis and says, are you willing to take upon yourself the Torah? He says, yes, of course, that's why I'm here. But do you understand that that means the entirety of Torah Taryag? Seems to be somewhat baffled and he doesn't respond. And the av beis asks him once again, I want to hear loud and clear. Are you willing to take upon yourself Taryag mitzvahs, everything? And the girl blushes and he says, like you. And the av beis doesn't understand. He doesn't get it. And he says, what do you mean? Explain. He says, yesterday I was in shul and I really didn't try to overhear what the Rav is talking, but I was sitting very close. So I overheard what you spoke with the gabbai and to me it seemed to be Lashon Hara. So if it's okay, then I think I could do the same. Then I think I could rise to the challenge, if that is acceptable. What is the Rav supposed to say? How is he supposed to respond? Koivish ponov bekarka. And he says, you might be good enough to be the Rav of the community, but that's not good enough to be a Jew. No. From a ger, we expect better. We were born Jewish, and we think we have the liberty to be selective about our mitzvahs. You know, some mitzvahs we're very, very stringent about, but some others we are somewhat lax. And everybody chooses his preferences, you know, his priorities, but we are somewhat selective. You know, some people are very serious about Bein Odom L'Mokrim, but not so Bein Odom L'Chaveir, and others are the opposite. Some are really nice in Bein Odom L'Chaveir, but not so great in Bein Odom L'Mokrim, but it's all about Taryag mitzvahs. A ger doesn't have the liberty to choose. And we say, it's either everything or nothing. So who said that a Jew can be Megaya? I think he could, I think he should. So as we approach Yemei Adin V'Hamishpat, Rosh Hashanah, and Chodesh Elul, I think now is the time to take upon ourselves the entire package. And that is what Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim is about. So the Pesetzner Rebbe said, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I would so much like to convert. I would so much like to come closer to you. And that is what Elul is about and what Tishrei is about. Es levavcha ve'es levav zarecha. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants our heart and our devotion and dedication in its entirety. So we should all be zoicha. Shekodesh Baruch Hu yamul et levaveinu ve'et levav zareinu, and we should take advantage of this Chodesh Elul to come closer to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. We should take advantage of these days to convert, to do geiros for HaKodesh Baruch Hu, to do Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs and Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. And we should all be zoicha together with Kol Beis Yisrael to Aksiva v'chasim et toive v'sifron shel tzadikim gemurim. And this coming year should be a Shnas Geula v'Yeshua b'mheiro v'yomeinu. Amen.